Today we're going to pray for the officials of the San Manuel Band of Indians Reservation. So you'll be hearing some music by a flute by an American Indian, an indigenous, also called the First Nation, playing in the background, Amazing Grace. The name of this Native American is Mark Akisa. Father God, help us live this out. Help us to truly be filled with your spirit of joy and to practice gratitude in every situation. Help us to prayerfully consider how to live at our faith and what actions we can take to help bring your kingdom here on earth. The people in the San Manuel Reservation are the indigenous people in the San Bernardino Highlands, passes, valleys, and mountains. Mariam was their original name, but they are also known as the Serranos. They are an ancestral territory that covers present-day Antelope Valley on the west, Mojave Desert to the north, San Gabriel and San Bernardino Mountains in the center, and the Inland Empire north, and the city of 29 Palms to the east. Their poverty rate is 26%, and they have the lowest labor force rate at 61% of any major racial group. They're governed by a self-government. They have a general council made up of all tribal citizens who are 21 or older, and they can all vote on the elections for the business committee, which is an elected 7-member body that oversees the tribe's day-to-day operations, including economic ventures, enforcements of bylaws, policies, business interest, and the preservation of the tribe's sovereignty. They each serve 2-year terms, and they are elected by the general council. They also have a tribal court, which is their judicial branch, which interprets and applies their tribal law along with federal and state laws, and they exercise general jurisdiction over their own citizens who have consented to tribal jurisdiction. So we don't know, we could not find a list of who has currently been elected as the business committee. Some of them are re-elected as we do. We don't know how long those terms can last. This was all we could find. But they do face things like 1 in 4 experience food insecurity. The average household income is only $35,000 compared to the average of $50,000. 40% of the housing is considered substandard. 30% have native housing is overcrowded, and less than 50% are connected to public sewer system. 16% lack indoor plumbing. So you can see 23% pay 30% more for their income in housing alone. And 1 in 3 Native American men, only 1 in 3 of a Native American men have a full-time year-round job. So we're going to pray against the 7 strongholds that face them, and pray that whoever is placed into the new business committee, depending on when their term is up, because most of them, the last we saw was 2020, so we are assuming this year that they are going to be voting in a new set of people. We come against the stronghold of shame. Centuries of oppression have created a deep sense of shame about being American Indian and subconscious sense of being a lesser person. We also pray, Father, for the Indigenous People Day that just happened a little while ago and the powwow that they had in our community. And we pray people will acknowledge them and lessen the sense of shame. God, you took that shame upon the cross through your Son. He despised the shame and went through that. So, Father, we pray for the complete destruction of the stronghold of shame by the truth of the gospel that proclaims your love for all. We pray that the eyes and all the tribes in our county will be opened, especially to this tribe, so that they will know that your Son, and that they would believe in your Son and will not perish and have everlasting life, and that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We also come against the stronghold of depression from the bitterness fueled by hopelessness, bleak outlook for any economic and educational advancement for many. So, Father in heaven, we proclaim the joy that comes with freedom in Christ against the depression that's taken root in the hearts of so many of our Native American brothers and sisters. We pray for the prevenient grace of the Holy Spirit would convert that depression in the name of Jesus. And then that depression, God, would be a desire instead to get to know the Creator and how you have revealed yourself in Jesus. We pray the truth of 1 Thessalonians 1:6, the message of the gospel received in much affliction will be embraced with the joy of the Holy Spirit. We praise you for your intention towards the Native American people as expressed in the words of Psalm 30:11. to turn their mourning into dancing, to loosen their sackcloth and to clothe them with gladness. We come against the stronghold of poverty. We pray for your power to break that stronghold. We pray that you would open the eyes to see the spiritual wealth that a relationship with Christ will bring, a wealth of imperishable and eternal worth that far exceeds any value, any material possession. We pray that through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the material poverty would produce spiritual hunger and a desire to depend on you for provision and for contentment in Christ. Incline these poverty-stricken hearts to put into practice the words of Matthew, that we should seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto them. We come against the stronghold of alcoholism and drugs, and we pray that whoever they put on their council, that they will address these issues. We come against the stronghold of death as well, and we pray for deliverance from the chains of substance abuse, and that they wouldn't get drunk with wine or anything else which is debauchery, but instead be filled with your spirit, your power at work in their inner man. The craving for alcohol and drugs would be replaced for the desire and the fullness of the Holy Spirit, a fullness that brings freedom, joy, and peace, and instead of addiction, crime, and violence. We pray that the power of your life would utterly destroy the stronghold of death. They have a high suicide rate, so we pray against that, Father. And there have been a lot of indigenous women taken and found dead later. So we come against that as well, and we pray for their protection. We pray the blood of Jesus over them, Father. We could declare every over that stronghold of death which steals life, that the thief comes only to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus, you came to give life and have it more abundantly, and we know you love these people. So we pray that people will be bold in preaching the gospel, and their tribal committee will allow them to do that, and these officials will work hard at helping them. The stronghold of the lie that the gospel is the white man's religion. God, we come against that. May your truth expose and destroy the stronghold of this lie. Our hearts ache over the mistakes in the past and that the things that people have done in the name of God that wasn't. And we pray for a clear and consistent proclamation that Jesus died for all and you are gathering people for your own possession. The stronghold of Native American culture and religion, and we pray that would be exposed as well, and that they would see that Jesus, you are the greater one, and that they don't have to leave their culture, just the things that cause them to go into depression and poverty and alcohol and abuse. And we thank you, Father, that you will bring leaders in the name of Jesus that will be about your work, for your kingdom, for your glory, that these lovely indigenous people will become our brothers and sisters in Christ and be part of the forever family. Amen.